O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Exodus 22, verses 21 through 27. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to For the One by Jen Johnson and Paul McClure. Short, earnest phrases focus on compassion, especially for those who differ from us. Because of our Heavenly Father's immense love for us, we can demonstrate love for others, seeking for them to feel the Father's love as well.
Exodus 22, verses 21 through 27. You shall not wrong a sojourner or oppress him, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child. If you do mistreat them, and they cry out to me, I will hear their cry, and my wrath will burn, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall become widows, and your children fatherless. If you lend money to any of my people with you who is poor, you shall not be like a moneylender to him, and you shall not exact interest from him. If ever you take your neighbor's cloak in pledge, you shall return it to him before the sun goes down, for that is his only covering, and it is his cloak for his body. And what else shall he sleep? And if he cries to me, I will hear, for I am compassionate. Ancient Near Eastern cultures, like those surrounding the nation of Israel at the time that the book of Exodus was written, didn't pay much attention to the more vulnerable members of society. But thankfully, God's words in our text are quite different from the norm. They reveal God's heart for those in need, offering a unique standard that stood out in a world where the marginalized were often overlooked. At a time when strangers, widows, and orphans were ignored, God challenges his people to a different standard, urging them to treat every member of society as they would want to be treated. And he warns, "You shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child. If you do mistreat them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry." God goes on to talk about lending practices with an eye towards justice for the poor, leading the 17th century English Puritan Thomas Brooks to write, "To oppress anyone is a sin, but to oppress the oppressed is the height of sin." God cares for everyone, especially those in need. And if you need further proof of this reality, look at Jesus, who we're told is the radiance of the glory of God in the exact imprint of his nature. And what was Jesus' relationship to the poor and marginalized? It was one of identification. Jesus, who was rich, became poor for our sake so that we, by his poverty, might become rich. Friends, Jesus didn't just talk about compassion. He lived it. His interactions with society's outcasts, like tax collectors, prostitutes, and the downtrodden, were revolutionary. He showed that God's goodness could make a real difference in people's lives. And this is a word that we need today, because we still come across people in need. The principles from Exodus 22, along with Jesus' example, challenge us to reach beyond our comfort zones and extend compassion. The goodness that God displayed ages ago still has relevance today, and we're the ones entrusted with the task of demonstrating it. The principles encountered here, the ones embodied by Jesus, invite us to extend kindness and compassion in a world where it's often lacking. Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.